Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 91. A chance for some scattered showers overnight, partly cloudy with a low around 67. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Friday, otherwise sunny with our high of 88, and more showers may continue into Friday night with a low around 64. Sunny and 88 throughout Saturday, and clear skies and 63 throughout Saturday night, and more rain possible on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 64 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. A new state audit has been released regarding Kansas's election protocols, with state auditors saying that overall the state of Kansas has generally safe elections, but could definitely use some minor improvements. As KWCH News reports it, according to the Kansas Legislative Division of Post Audits, out of 13 different counties, they found that computers and overall security practices were being effective, but did say that there were some inadequacies regarding to voting tabulation machine security.
It seems to me that having a unified, at least these are Kansas best practices, we're not forcing you to use them, but this is what we deem as a list would have been potentially very helpful to especially newly elected city clerks and especially small counties that don't have the resources themselves.
That was Kansas State Representative Christy Williams on KWCH News. Many legislators say it will be a priority coming into the 2024 legislative session.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance plans. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A new investment at Kansas State University from two graduates that graduated from the university back in the 1970s have officially invested in a new grain science and industry department with the creation of the Belstra Family Partnership in Feed Sciences. WIBW reports that the Associate Professor of Feed Science and Management, Chad Polk, said it would be the first to receive the award, which is set to support his research and teaching activities. They say the research will be focusing on feed processing, feed safety, and monogastric nutrition, saying, quote, this endowment will enhance my research, teaching and outreach in feed manufacturing, monogastric nutrition, and feed safety. The additional funds will provide great help with travel, equipment needs, and support of undergraduate and graduate students in my program. The support will help us fulfill our mission to provide excellent career paths to students while filling the employee pipeline with the feed industry. Kansas State University has announced that it is the only degree-granting program in all of North America for feed science and management, milling science and management, and bakery science and management. Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. A new presidential candidate coming out of the state of Nebraska, putting another notch in the political record as a new candidate that's not identifying as either Republican nor Democrat, has now started known as the Pink Party, and says they are also the first transgender woman to be on the ballot as a presidential candidate.
Children are our prized possession of America. Far too often, mothers decide to get pregnant and children are being neglected, like myself, being personally persecuted because of the lack of oversight.
That was presidential candidate Jennifer Ney of the Pink Party on KSNB at Local Channel 4, where Ney says that the political agenda focuses on the polarizing school safety, deregulating trucking restrictions and protecting children from neglect. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 6 months into cleanup of the oil spill in Washington County, crews have completed shoreline cleanup and made significant progress restoring vegetation, sand, and rocks comprising the creek bed, with affected material moved off-site. 35 of 37 million gallons of water have been treated so far. Some 13,000 barrels of crude oil were spilled into a section of Mill Creek in Washington County from the Keystone Pipeline in December. A groundbreaking was held recently for an expansion or remodeling project at Pinema Hall Valley Community Hospital in Seneca for a $22 million project that will include a new nursing wing, emergency operations expansion, as well as surgical and services updates, including new mechanical systems. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County late Wednesday morning at the Beatty Junction on U.S. 36 Highway. A Stillwater, Oklahoma woman was southbound on K-99 and collided with Daniel Brockstrom, age 72, of Seneca, who was eastbound on U.S. 36. Brockstrom was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. The driver and a passenger in the other vehicle were transported to a Lincoln, Nebraska hospital with critical injuries. An injury accident was reported in Marysville June 29th on U.S. 36 at 11th Terrace near Subway. Alverty Heward of Barnes was turning from the highway and was struck by Julie Kiefer of Marysville. Both drivers were transported to CMH in Marysville. $5,000 bond has been set for a Marysville man, Nathan M. Musil, who faces firearms, drug, and paraphernalia possession charges after his arrest in late June. A search warrant in the 900 block of Broadway was executed, as two suspects were identified in connection with graffiti spray painted on the West Overpass in Marysville. Farm Service Agency reminds producers a complete crop acreage report is required for many USDA programs, including ARC, PLC, crop insurance, LDPs, and commodity loans. In order to comply with eligibility requirements, all producers must file a crop certification report for spring planted crops by July 15th. Producers must still visit both FSA and their crop insurance agent to validate and sign acreage reports, complete maps, or provide program-specific information. For details, contact your local county FSA office. The annual Marshall County Fair begins Thursday with a horse show. Livestock weigh-in is Friday from 2 until 6. 4-H and open class entries will be accepted Friday from 4 until 8. Many activities are planned. The events continue through Tuesday. Full schedules online at mscountyfair.com. Entries are being accepted for the fair parade Sunday evening. Call the Blue Rapids City office at 785-363-7736. TNDY will be giving away tickets to the State Fair in Hutchinson, and we'll have details online and on air during our live coverage from the Marshall and Washington County Fairs. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Monday, July 17th, will be held at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids beginning at 8:30 a.m.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Harold L. Boggs, age 88, of Morroville, passed away Sunday.
Funeral service is planned Friday at 2 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church in Washington, burial in the Morroville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will receive friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Harold Boggs. He had served as principal at North Central High School in Morroville until his retirement. Judy J. Moorhead, age 59, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Judy Moorhead. Adam Casey Ingram, age 53, of Washington, passed away June 26. Family is planning a celebration of life service Saturday, July 15th at 2 p.m. at his residence, 2270 Rainbow Road at Washington, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Casey Ingram.
Gary D. Buckshot Vitosh, age 77, of Odell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday at 2:30 from Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Burial in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at the Griffith Shuvendick Chapel in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Gary Buckshot Vitosh. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf with scalloped potato, Brussels sprouts, and melon. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, broccoli salad, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying slightly cooler today, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. A slight chance for some scattered showers overnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms become likely throughout Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. And these showers continue into Friday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Another slight chance for some rain on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. And these showers may continue into Sunday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. More showers are still possible into Monday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. And staying partly cloudy throughout Monday night with a slight chance for some rain showers and our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-July 91. Record high on this date, 113. The average low 70 and the record low 52. Sunset this evening, 8:54. Sunrise in the morning at 6:12. Sunshine this hour, 69 degrees, as some early morning fog burns off. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 13th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Stop by daily from 11 until 7 and grab a salad to dine in or take away. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Call for all your catering needs. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Ashley Home Store in Beatrice is teaming up with the Blue Springs community to make a difference, contributing 100% of all home store sales on Thursday, July 13th, to one property at a time. This worthwhile grassroots effort is making a difference, acquiring and removing blighted properties and donating lots to future homeowners who will become a part of the Blue Springs community. Partner up with them Thursday and help make a difference with 100% of sales donated from Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
With baseball still in the All-Star break, it's ESPYs time. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The 2023 ESPYs last night, Patrick Mahomes took home Best Male Athlete honors, while alpine skier Michaela Schifrin took home Best Female Athlete. Two feel-good awards dished out, the Jimmy V Award for Perseverance, won by White Sox closer Liam Hendricks, who beat cancer.
Everything in life is short. Life, it's just trivial. Things are just trivial when you go through something like this. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter how it goes. All that matters is that you just live life your way.
The Pat Tillman Award for service went to the Buffalo Bills training staff, Bills head trainer Nate Breske.
This team next to me, who is celebrated tonight, we're not used to having the spotlight on us. Like we were just doing our job.
That staff famously saved Bills safety Damar Hamlin's life after he went into cardiac arrest during a game last season. Football, the world's game. It's the CONCACAF Gold Cup semis. Team USA's luck ran out after defeating Canada on penalty kicks to get to the semis. The Americans were upset by Panama 5-4 in a shootout to advance their first Gold Cup final in a decade. They'll meet Mexico, a 3-0 winner over Jamaica. The final's set for Sunday night. Baseball resumes on Friday. The trade deadline's getting closer. The Angels have a decision to make about all-star Shohei Ohtani.
They're on the fringe of the wild card race. This is not going to be a front office decision. This is going to be the decision of owner Artie Moreno, who may not want to trade Ohtani. It might be he just wants to keep Ohtani until he becomes a free agent.
ABC ESPN baseball insider Buster Olney. NBA, the Celtics and forward Kristaps Porzingis have agreed to a 2-year extension totaling $96 million through the 25-26 season. Longtime ESPN college basketball analyst Dick Vitale announced he has vocal cord cancer and will need 6 weeks of radiation to kill it. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Trading up to a new truck? The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the 2023 Chevy Silverado, a 1500 LT Trail Boss Edition, and a 2023 Silverado 1500 LTZ. It's a 3.0 Duramax diesel and available for your test drive today at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it is Thursday, July the 13th. Before we get rolling on this Thursday, let's check back in on yesterday. It was a wild day with the markets. Here's how your Wednesday finished. July corn, 549 and three quarters, down 22. September corn, 476 and a quarter, down 18 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for July, 804 and a quarter, down 14. Kansas City wheat for September, 803, that's down 14. July oats, 394 and three quarters, that's down 20. September oats, 407 and a quarter, down 20 and three quarters. July soybeans finished at 1488 and a half, down 32. August soybeans, 1444 and a quarter, that's down 27 and a quarter. Looking at cotton for October, 82.51 final price, down 44 cents. December cotton, 81.65, down 47 cents. Taking a look at live cattle for August, 176.87 and a half final price, down $1.95. High was 181.17 and a half, low 176.52 and a half. Live cattle for October, 180 and a quarter. That's down $1.47 and a half. High was 184.35, low 179.92 and a half. Feeder cattle for August, 246.57 and a half, and that's down 57 and a half cents. High was 251.30, low 245.52 and a half. Feeder cattle for September, 249.27 and a half, down $1.02. High was 254.32, low 248.60. Well, the big question is there going to be more fallout today from that report that was released yesterday that caused all the volatility? We'll see. We'll keep you up to date.
No sale Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They will have a dairy influence sale next Thursday, July 20th. Again, they will be closed this Thursday. They want to wish best of luck to all the exhibitors at the county fair. No sale 13th of July at Marysville Livestock with a dairy influence sale planned next Thursday, July 20th.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. There are many management styles that cattle producers can consider when it comes to caring for their livestock. K-State Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner discusses what producers need to think through and decide before choosing to creep feed their calves. Knowing the plan and understanding if creep feeding supports the goals of the operation are important to know before deciding this strategy.
Anytime we talk about creep feeding with folks, that I really want to emphasize is the importance of having a plan. And I know that sounds really simple, but it's really understanding really well what your goal and what your objective is by implementing a creep feeding program. And so is it simply just to add some additional weight to those calves prior to weaning? Is it to offer maybe some medication or some fly control? Is it to help improve or shorten up that weaning process and make it easier to wean calves on? It's really important to think about how you're going to manage it and make sure you understand that. And of course, we got to run the numbers and look at the economics on it as well too.
Being aware of what and how much feed is being consumed is something producers need to be vigilant of when it comes to creep feeding.
So one thing we always want to keep in mind from just a general management standpoint is that you really got to monitor consumption very closely and really watch those calves closely to make sure that we're not increasing fleshiness on those calves and that we're keeping them in a condition that's going to be really marketable for buyers at the end of the feeding period. You want to make sure that you're not allowing cows to be able to have access to that feed. I see that really routinely because that's only going to increase the cost if we've got feed that's going into animals that don't necessarily need it.
Warner says there is a common misconception about how creep feeding will impact the cows.
The thing we really want to keep in mind with creep feeding is that it does not reduce nursing or lactation pressure that's on that cow. And so when we think about it from a drought management strategy, if we've got a situation, if cows are thin and we're thinking about an opportunity or a strategy where we might want to take lactation pressure off that cow, creep feeding is not going to allow us to do that. Certainly, we're going to be providing some supplemental energy and protein to that calf, but it's not going to reduce or take any lactation pressure off that cow. And so early weaning is the best management strategy that we have in order to reduce cow requirements and take lactation pressure off that cow to allow that cow to gain weight and body condition score better going throughout the season.
That was Kansas State University Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner with information for cattle producers as they may want to look into creep feeding as a management style for their operation. For more information about this strategy, go to www.ksubeef.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Farm Bureau Financial Services of Marysville has moved, and the new office is at 811 Broadway, downtown Marysville.
Backyard tomatoes will soon be ripening on the vine. We're sharing some harvesting advice for that red gold on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 13th, the 194th day of the year. Actor Harrison Ford has a birthday, and Frank Sinatra made his first recordings on this day in 1939. Depending on your part of the country, tomatoes are either tiny green marbles or tantalizingly close to being ripe. How do you know when to pick them? Most varieties are ready when the color is glossy and even, and texture is between firm and soft. Some heirloom varieties ripen before they reach full color. Pick them while the skin is smooth and waxy, even if the shoulders are still green. And try this trick for ripening a green tomato. Place it in a paper bag with an apple or banana. The fruits give off ethylene gas, which hastens the ripening process. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
.729 from KNDY. 70 with sunshine this hour. Burned off some early morning fog, and we'll look for another seasonal high around 90 for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, out of Wichita State University from their men's basketball program, they have moved one step closer to finalizing their roster for the 23-24 season with the addition of Giannis Bamba, who is a 6'6" combo guard from Laval, Quebec, Canada. Coach Mills says he's very excited to welcome Giannis to the team. In NFL news, after having a docuseries featuring the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes drop yesterday, also we found out that he is the 2023 ESPY Award winner for Best NFL Player. This is his second time winning the award, having also won it back in 2019. Well, the Kansas City Royals have made a trade here over the All-Star break as they've gotten rid of right-handed pitcher Mike Mayers as he has been traded to division rival Chicago White Sox for cash consideration. That's your Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, K-State soccer season tickets are on sale now. Secure your seats in Boozer Family Park to watch your Wildcats this fall. Prices remain unchanged at $40 general admission season tickets and $120 Wildcat 4-packs. Your best value at less than $4 per match. Purchase your season tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
With the Sonic 2 for 7 deal, you get to choose from the juicy Sonic cheeseburger, cheesy 6-piece mozzarella sticks, and crispy chicken sandwich. Pick any combination of two for only $7. You can even double up on two of your favorites if that's your thing. Then prepare your mouth for deliciousness. If that doesn't sound appealing, you might need to turn up your radio. Sonic 2 for 7 deal. Tax not included, exclusions apply. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
KNDY.
It's hard describing a heartache, all 'cause it's a one of a kind thing, a serious injury, and a whole lot of endless pain. If it was a storm, I'd compare it to a hurricane. Oh, it's even got a name. If it was a dream, it would be a strong one. If it was a sad song, it would be a long one. If it was a color, it would be deep, deep blue. But if we're talking about a heartache, it would be you. If there was a full moon, it would be a total eclipse. If it was a tidal wave, it would sink a thousand ships. If it was a blizzard, it would be record-breaking cold. If it was a lie, it would be the biggest story you've ever told. If it was a dream, it would be a strong one. If it was a sad song, it would be a long one. If it was a color, it would be deep, deep blue. But if we're talking about a heartache, it would be you. If it was a color, it would be deep, deep blue.
we're talking about a heartache, it would be you.
Just today, she looked at me, and I felt like a kid. Even though I'm grown up now, the puzzle seems